Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Friday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in with everybody. Up first, when it comes to borrowing his son's AirPods, he should have never been allowed. He walked around the store not knowing how to use them, so the music blared loud from his phone. It's producer Eddie. There he is. Yes, yes, yes. Go ahead, Eddie. What you got?
Bobby, your birthday's coming up, and I need you to do one thing for all of us, please.
For my birthday, I need to do something?
Please, for us.
This sounds like...
I'm asking for everyone in this room.
Okay.
You are impossible to buy for. I need you from this day on, till your birthday, don't buy yourself anything. Nothing. You wake up, you'd be like, oh, man, I need underwear. Don't buy it! Don't buy the underwear.
But...
What is that going to solve for you?
What makes you think that you're going to pick underwear? What I'm going to buy?
Just, it'll increase our chances. Like, because it's impossible. Every year, I'm like, ooh, I want to get Bobby this. Guess what? He already bought himself one.
You know how you solve that?
How?
Another Uber Eats gift card.
Yep. Stop it. I knew you were going to bring that up.
That's funny.
Did you ever use that gift card?
Dude, I never found it. Somebody stole it. I put it in the thing in the kitchen. Somebody stole it out of there.
So somebody came into your house and stole your...
I think it just walked away, actually. I think it grew legs and walked away.
This is ridiculous.
I'm being honest.
Look, I have an idea what I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
Just don't buy anything.
You can't say don't buy anything.
Please, I'm asking you to.
Hey, are you hungry? Don't eat.
I will do my best to not buy anything recreational.
Are you actually putting some thought into this gift this year?
Of course. That's why I've already thought about it. I've already ordered it. But if you buy it between now and then, I'm in trouble.
I don't think I would, though.
You're going to be like, great. I just bought myself this thing.
Okay. I mean, I'm not that hard to shop for, I don't think.
Amy?
Yes, you are. Huh? But you absolutely are.
Because when you want something, guess
what?
You just buy it.
He buys it.
Hey, as long as it comes from the heart, make me a macaroni, face on a plate or something,
You got it.
Yeah. A listener asked him to sing at her wedding, and if he accepts, she'll probably be regretting it. Here's Lunchbox, everybody. Go ahead.
I just want to give a shout out to Morgan number 2. Shout out, Morgan. Because she got me banned from Twitter. Because she's had a social media, and I get this thing. I go to log into Twitter, and it's like, you need to turn off two-way authentication or you'll be banned from Twitter. And I'm like, well, this seems like a scam alert. So I text the head of our digital, Morgan number 2. Hey, do I need to do this or is this like a scam thing? 24 hours goes by, nothing. 36 hours. Oh, I'm just seeing this. Sorry. Yeah, you need to. Too late. They already banned me. So I got.
Did they ban you because you didn't pay for Twitter Blue and you kept authentication on, which they were saying, and then
I don't know what the thing was. I sent her a screenshot of it. And I was
Morgan,
like,
what's your story?
Well, he texted me on a Saturday, so these are technically not my genuine working hours. The one day that I have off, you texted me, so I did not see it until Sunday. And when I did text you back, I told you what was up and said, hey, turn this off and I'll help you tomorrow. I can't tell you over the phone.
Right, but by the time she got back to me, I tried to go on Twitter and said, I'm not allowed on Twitter. So
you don't take any personal responsibility at all?
No, because I don't know anything about Twitter. But she's our social media
person.
She's
social media for the show account and for anything that...
That has to do with social media.
No, that's your personal account.
Yeah, and I hit her up with a social media question, our social media director.
Okay. Never mind.
And she did not have also read what it said on there. And
are you still
I told you.
I'm emailing with Twitter trying to get it back.
Elon at Twitter.com. Hit you up.
Man, it was just a headache. So thanks, Morgan number two. Shout out.
All right, moving on. She recently shared some personal news, and it's been a while since she hit snooze. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
So my son, he's 12 years old, Stevenson, and he has started to make just-in-case bags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and these are, you know, in case of an emergency, and he needs to be ready in a jiffy, he says. And he said putting one together is easy-peasy lemon squeezy.
What does he have in there? A flashlight, I'm assuming?
Flashlight, Bible, camera, three backup chargers for all electronics, a rope, just in case, totally, because you never know. And then a bag of cereal.
That cereal would last no time if, if it were like just in case. First thing I do is eat the cereal and then just be hungry. But good for him. It makes him feel comfortable. I used to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
I created a bird flu closet. I've done bunker stuff. Whatever. Mostly it's if you don't feel naturally secure or traditionally cared for, not talking about you specifically, but if you come from an orphanage, you probably want to have backup plans all the time. And so that's what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, he's prepared. I'm sure his...
you know you're going to steal it from him if the world ends. Amy's going to be like, I got me a bag, go!
Well, I think his goods will evolve over time. Like, probably beef jerky.
Gun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Great, thanks.
Thank you, Amy.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's with his friends around microphones, and they're not allowed to be on their phones. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. Clap, 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 clap. Thank you. I feel like you guys don't clap for me as passionately as I clap for you, but whatever.
I started clapping, no one was.
That was me.
So, as you know, we mentioned... We were nominated for the ACM Award for National Show.
Woohoo!
And it's great, and we're very honored. However, I read through the official names that they put down, because this is what goes on the trophy if we win. We've been lucky enough to win this four or five times, and awesome. I want to read you the people up for it. Which, by the way, everybody that else that's up for an award has like one name, or like the name of the show. Ours is like seven lines long. So, Bobby Bones. Amy, Lunchbox, yep. Producer Eddie, Morgan, Scuba Steve, Mike D, Abby, Pitts. And then it's Kevin and Lauren in one.
Oh.
And then for the closer, simply SZN.
SZN.
Yeah! No Ray, no Raymundo, which is his fake name. The only name is SZN.
They took the bait.
I can't tell you how happy I was when I saw that.
It doesn't say Ray Slater. It says SZN.
That's great. That's great.
Like, who started SZN?
He did.
Yeah.
He's just like, it's the SZN of Raymundo.
Okay.
But now he just goes by SZN on the official AC. They should not let us win just for that.
And like, also, so his trophy would say SZN?
Yeah, that's all it would say. SZN, SZN.
Yeah!
And then again... Just a quick thing, Kevin and Lauren, who work on the show now, they're one. Do they split a trophy? Because it's just Kevin and Lauren.
Wow.
That email, it looks all weird. But no.
Yeah. Well, SZN, I hope we win just so you get your own SZN trophy.
Thank you.
Hilarious.
Oh, yes. Does Scuba Steve have an update on my broken CMA?
Right here next to me.
Well, I know, but...
Oh, yeah.
Different award.
Yeah, I haven't had time to get on it, but it's going to cost me about, I think, $500 to $700 to get it fixed.
Why would you have to pay that?
Because I'm the one that dropped it. It's my fault.
Oh, you're crazy. You're absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect you
I would
to
just
pay
say,
that.
Nope, they reached out, so they can't fix it.
Yeah.
That's what it would be for me.
Oh, well, yeah. I wouldn't expect you to fix it. I'll super glue it.
We should super glue. That's great.
You try that, yeah.
I have another one to super glue, too.
So. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones, big podcast listener. My question is, how do you pronounce Kenny Chesney's last name? I've been a huge fan of Kenny for over 20 years. I've seen my concert many times. When I hear Chesney pronounced on radio shows or awards, it's pronounced Chesney, but I feel like he pronounces it Chesney. Even you all pronounce it with a Z. Is there any way you could clear it up for me? Maybe you could call him and get it straight from him. Thank you so much. Signed, Chesney fan, no matter how you pronounce it. Obviously, I say Chesney. Oh, man, now I'm confused.
Yeah, I say both.
I even stumbled in it because I started to go, how Chesney. Do I say it? Chesney. I say Chesney.
Yeah, Z.
Chesney. I don't know if that's right, though. Chesney.
Kenny Chesney.
Oh, you say
no,
Chesney.
No, Amy, you don't say it like
Chesney.
That.
Chesney.
She does say Chesney. She says it weird. That may be the right way, though. Yeah,
I could probably do both. That's how I am. I say pajama and pajama. I don't know why.
But you say Chesney more than not.
Okay.
I say Chesney, which I think is wrong.
Oh, I don't know. It sounds right to me. Chest, there's no T in it.
No. She didn't say Chesney. She says
like chess, the game.
Chesney.
How do you say it?
Chesney.
Then I'm probably wrong.
Why? Because I'm wrong?
Yeah.
Man, that's not fair.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
Chesney.
Oh, God, I'm wrong.
Why? Oh, because what you say the way I say it is wrong. Dang it.
That's how I say it, too. Here's Kenny saying it himself.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kenny Chesney.
That's how Amy says it.
Chesney.
Kenny Chesney.
I can't do that. I've been saying it that way too long.
Here's another one.
Hey, everybody, it's Kenny Chesney saying Happy National Rum Day.
Chesney. He says Chesney.
Oh, man.
Chesney.
But I'm still with Chesney.
Yeah, we're going to stay
there.
Yeah, you know what? Chad Kroeger, still Chad Kroeger. I'm not calling him Chad Kroeger from Nickelback. Chad Kroeger, only because I've always said it that way. That is not a reason to keep doing it. Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, let's make an effort and change
Chesney.
It.
Kenny Chesney.
Chesney.
Oh, I don't like how that falls off the tongue there.
It doesn't roll.
Chesney. I like, listen to this. Chesney.
Hey.
Okay, well, it looks like it's Chesney.
Man, that sounds
that
weird.
That sounds weird. But he says that's his own name. Here it is.
Hey, everybody, it's Kenny Chesney saying Happy National Rum Day.
Kenny Chesney. Mm. There's your answer. You taught us something, too. Thank you for emailing.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for some really fun facts, things you may not have known, that the show has been, you guys have been tasked with bringing something that's so fun and so interesting, we want to talk about it. And if you ever say one and we don't talk about it, that means we thought it was a bad one.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, let's go.
Fun Fact Friday.
I'll go first. Everybody's heard of SEAL Team 6?
Yes.
Right? Heroes.
Yeah.
SEAL Team 6 got its name to confuse the Soviet Union. Do you know how?
No.
What is confusing about SEAL Team 6?
SEAL Team 6. A lot of S's.
A lot of
S's.
Oh, you think like the alliteration, then they fall down? There were only two Navy SEAL teams when it was established in 1979, but the Pentagon wanted Soviet intelligence to think there were more than two, so they named them SEAL Team 6.
Sneaky.
So then they must have been like, there must be six teams instead of four. It's supposed to be...
No, I got you. Yeah, it's not bad.
If he died, he died. There must be six teams instead of four.
So the guy from Rocky is in...
He talked all Soviet like that. All right, Amy, go.
Prior to mating, male giraffes headbutt females in the bladder... So that it'll make them pee.
Are you sure that's what they're doing?
And then they can tell by their pee if they're ovulating, and they're like, yes, I'm going to make a baby giraffe today.
That is legit.
Is it?
That means they don't do that for enjoyment. It means they're just literally just doing it
to procreate.
Wow. Oh, that's not as legit.
And how do they get their head all the way down there?
Yeah, their neck has to go all the way down.
They can turn their head. Oh, man.
But the bladder is not that low. The legs are long.
But their legs aren't as long as their neck.
Yeah, the neck's the long part.
Yeah, like I've never seen a giraffe's head all the way on the ground. Have you?
No.
I've never seen a giraffe headbutt the butt of a other giraffe.
Uh-uh. I'd like to see that, though.
Yeah. Okay, Eddie.
Okay, so you all know Fergie, right, from Black Eyed Peas?
Big girls don't cry.
Yeah. We can keep on dating. Yeah.
This is crazy. So back in the 80s, she was the voice of Sally, Charlie Brown's sister on the cartoons. Play that.
How can he support a wife? Time.
That's Fergie.
I didn't know that.
Like, we watched all these cartoons, you know, when we were like kids in the 80s, and like was Fergie doing the voice of that. Huh. Unbelievable.
Lunchbox?
Did you know urine is 95% water, and so it can be a good source to drink? And that's why astronauts use the pee, and they put it through a water recycling thing, and then they drink their urine. And the Russians, they don't do that. They put it in bags. And at the International Space Station, they hand it over to the U.S. The U.S. runs it through their little and lets them cleans it for them. Ah! So when
we clean it and give it back?
Yeah, we clean
I'd
it.
Okay. I'd trick them.
You would?
I wouldn't clean it.
But how crazy is that they have
I'd be like, hey, SEAL Team 7, and here's some urine that I've cleaned. Wink, wink.
But they have a water recovery system that they put it through so they can drink their urine. Oh!
That sounds gross.
Well, that's like if you're ever stranded somewhere, can't you use your urine for hydration?
Or a stoplight that won't turn. Wait, what?
What's
that?
Wait, what? That long?
I mean, that takes guts. That takes guts to trust that machine that it's cleaning my pee.
I bet you could run your pee through your water bottle.
I thought about it.
Oh, if you would do
please
that.
Please do it.
Oh, my God.
Please do it.
The greatest segment in the history of the show.
Why have we not thought of this?
Would be you peeing in your jug that you claim makes all water clean and then drinking it.
Yeah, just by pressing one button.
Yeah, the Lark.
With blue light.
It kills 90. Look, I did the blue light right now. It's going. Can you see the blue light?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what's that jug do?
It kills 99.9% of the germs. It's a water purification.
What? Oh, no, it's not. What did you say?
A water purification?
What do you call that? Purification?
Purification?
Purification.
Purification?
Purification.
Yeah, you made it pure.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Lark water bottle. Let me email them and see if I can pee in my bottle and it'll be good.
Hey, can I read you something about the Lark water bottle? Which, how often do you clean yours?
No, you don't have to clean it. It kills 99.9.
No. But how often do you clean it?
Like, what do you mean? You don't put it in the dishwasher.
So is the answer never?
Yeah, you don't have to.
How long? No, just listen. How long has it been since you've cleaned it?
I mean,
how long have you had it in here?
Year and a half?
Yeah.
The Lark bottle is designed as a self-cleaning bottle for water.
Boom! Seems self-cleaning. Don't
need to clean. The maker does not recommend it for tea or coffee. Hand wash it after each use with warm soapy water.
Oh, no.
Each use?
Because it doesn't... It can still get gross inside of it. You have to clean it, but it does that to the water, not the itself.
But Lunchbox is right, though. I would assume if it's self-cleaning, you hit the button and it cleans itself.
Right.
I think it's cleaning of the water more than it's cleaning of the bottle.
It's been a year and a half.
That's interesting.
It does say...
Plot twist.
It says, even though the bottle cleans the water and self-cleaning, we have to wash it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You feeling sick?
How often do you charge it?
Whenever it dies.
Minimally, it says wash it every time you charge the bottle cap.
Oh. But that charge lasts a long time, man.
A year and a half, maybe?
No, I've charged it since then.
Why do you keep turning the button?
It was cool to see the blue light go. Yeah.
Now you're worrying him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So that's something new.
Dude, pee in it.
Let me, can
please,
I?
Please.
I'm going to Google, can I pee?
Fun Fact Friday. Yeah! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Prom is a big deal, right? I mean, you save up for your dress, overrated. Tux.
Nobody
wanted to go with me. It's a whole situation, but yeah, I hear you.
After the fact, you're like, okay, yeah, overrated. But when you're in it, it's a big deal. And this girl, Elise Monroe, had been saving up her money. She had her eye on a dress from Juicy Body.
I go there too. Yeah, I'm familiar with the store.
Juicy Body Goddess Boutique.
Wow, that's a hard thing to say. Juicy Body Goddess.
In Charlotte, North Carolina. And the problem is she loved this purple dress and it was $700. Mm. She was shocked to see that price.
She didn't know how much it was.
Yeah, she'd been saving up, but she had no idea that it was that much. And they drove 6 hours to get it. And so what is cool is that she was given a hookup for the dress because they realized, like, oh, man, she really is liking this. So we're going to go ahead and just give it to her.
So she drove all that way.
Yeah, it's free.
Wow. They didn't charge her the money that she had saved up.
Right.
Juicy Body Goddess. They really got it going over there.
Okay.
Yeah, she was shocked.
What do they call it, JBG? Because Juicy Body Goddess is quite a lot to save for the name of a store.
Yeah, this was all posted to TikTok of the touching moment where the person at the register was like, yeah, this is on us. And it's gotten 14 million views.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's viral. Lunchbox, when's the last time you went viral?
Oh, man, it's been a few months.
Has it? Since what?
Since Jelly Roll.
Yeah, but that wasn't you. Was that your account?
No.
Right. Okay, well.
Was I in the video?
But were you the star of the video that made it go viral?
No, I don't think I mean,
Jelly Roll.
It was more Jelly Roll, I think.
And then
the fact that his wife put it on her account and didn't even tag me.
Oh, you weren't even tagged in it.
That really hurt.
Dang. Well, Amy, Juicy Body Goddess.
Well, he's not going to like this part either. Since that went viral, people have made donations to the store so that they can hand out tons of prom dresses.
That's a great story.
And it's up to $12,000.
That's a great story. Well, yeah. That's it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, guys. You know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now there's Target Circle 360. So unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month. And when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's time for easy trivia. And to get everyone's attention.
Oh, we're up.
See?
We're ready.
Let's get up. Let's focus. The easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. The first round of questions, nobody goes home. How many inches are in a ruler, Amy?
12.
Good. Lunchbox, how many ounces are in a normal can of soda?
12, I guess.
Correct. Eddie, what's the square root of 144?
I mean, everyone's saying 12, so let's just go with 12.
That's correct. Morgan, how many days of Christmas are there in the famous song, The Blank Days of Christmas?
12.
Good. See, that's it.
Wow. Oh, that was easy.
Now, if you missed a question, you'll hear this sound.
You've been boned.
Eddie has 4 points. One more point, he's the champ again.
Defending champ.
Yeah, he's wearing the tiara.
I think I'm always the champ.
No, I was the champ last season.
I don't remember that.
Here we go. Don't miss a question. Eddie, we start with you.
Come on.
Country music nicknames. Who is known as Bocephus?
That is Hank Jr.
Correct.
That's hard.
Morgan, who is known as the man in black?
Johnny Cash.
Correct. Amy, who is the coal miner's daughter?
Loretta Lynn.
Correct. Lunchbox, who is Shotgun Willie?
Willie Nelson.
Good. Oh. Everybody's in.
He's stressed.
I would have gotten none of those right.
Famous toys. Eddie.
Yep.
A toy consisting of a flexible spring that can be made to somersault down steps.
Yeah, that's a slinky.
That is correct. The Tickle Me version of what Sesame Street character was the It toy in 1996?
Elmo. Tickle Me Elmo.
Correct. Amy, a fashion doll representing a conventionally attractive young woman that can be dressed in a large variety of fashionable clothes.
Barbie.
Correct. In toys, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
An American brand of scale model cars introduced by Mattel in 1968.
Hot Wheels.
Correct.
Boom.
Everybody moves on.
Yeah.
Round three of easy trivia. 90s TV show, Last Names.
Oh.
Eddie.
Yeah.
What's the name of the family on Home Improvement?
Tim the Toolman. Taylor.
Correct. Morgan, what's the last name of the family on Full House?
The Tanners.
Good. Amy, what's the last name of the family on Family Matters?
The Winslows.
Correct.
Wow.
Lunchbox, what's the last name of the family on Roseanne?
Uh-oh.
Connor.
Correct.
Man, that's tough, man.
Famous musician nicknames. You have a little less time to answer your question. Question number one. Eddie, who's known as the boss?
That is Bruce Springsteen.
Correct. Morgan, who's known as the king of rock and roll?
Elvis Presley?
Correct. Amy, who's known as the king of pop?
Michael Jackson.
Correct. Lunchbox, who's known as the piano man?
Elton John.
That's incorrect.
Oh,
you've been boned.
Ray hit him with a correct, too. It is not Elton John.
He plays the piano.
But he's not the piano man.
He sings Piano Man.
And as a matter of fact, he doesn't even have a song called Piano Man.
Oh.
That is Billy Joel. Lunchbox, you're boned.
I'm just ready for this season to be over. It wasn't my best season.
Yeah, see you, dude.
Eddie, I hope he wins so I can just have a fresh start. Wait.
Lunchbox is eliminated.
He's never gone for me before. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm just ready. I need to
refocus. Next category. Fictional siblings. Three people remain. Eddie, you're up. Brennan and Dale are step-siblings in what 2008 comedy movie?
Brennan and Dale? Let's go with step-brothers.
Correct.
Oh, dude, that was a total guess.
Morgan, Marsha and Jan are sisters from what famous sitcom?
The Brady Bunch?
Correct. Oh. Amy, Elsa and Anna are sisters in what Disney movie?
Frozen.
Correct. The category is roses. On what TV show does the main person give roses to contestants for whom he wants to stick around for the next episode? Eddie?
That's The Bachelor.
Correct. Two Dozen Roses is a song by what country band, Morgan?
Two Dozen Roses. From a country... Band Perry?
Incorrect.
Stop!
If I had two dozen roses...
That would be...
Shenandoah?
Shenandoah, yeah. Yeah. That's correct.
Oh, dang.
Oh, man,
I panicked.
Amy... It's just Amy and Eddie.
Come on. Usually is.
Amy, what's the name of the annual American College Football Bowl game? Usually played in January and passed into California.
The Rose Bowl.
Correct.
It's roses, Amy.
Okay.
Two are left.
Come on, come on.
Famous 90s movies. You'll just get two questions in this category. Eddie, what's the name of the Robin Williams film where he dresses up as an elderly British nanny?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Correct. Amy, what's the name of the kids' movie starring Michael Jordan and Looney Tunes characters?
No.
You got to guess. You got to guess.
Time.
Oh, no.
Space Jam.
Wait, was that it?
That's it. Never...
I won like that?
I've never seen that.
Wait, I won the championship like that?
That's it.
Oh, wins.
He's the champion.
This is like nobody watching the Super Bowl and I won. Like the lowest viewers ever.
Why?
Like Amy, like that's crazy. Like I just got one answer and then Amy couldn't get that. I felt like that was easy.
Yeah, because you probably watched Space Jam. I didn't. Miss Doubtfire was easy to me.
Okay, hey, you know what? I'll take it.
You are the champion.
I'll take it. Wow.
Champion. Wow. Champion again.
Easy trivia champion.
Easy trivia. Wow. Now, Eddie, since you won, you get to eliminate someone from the next round, and someone will come in to play the next round. Abby comes in. Excuse me?
Nothing.
Abby.
What are you saying, Amy?
Abby will enter the next round of Easy Trivia, but in order that, since you're the champion, you get to eliminate either Amy, Lunchbox, or Morgan.
Interesting. So Abby is coming in. So I think that it's just obvious that I should replace Abby with Lunchbox. So Lunchbox out, Abby in.
You heard it from the champ.
Let's go! There he is. Wow. Wow. Let's go! Hey, dude, you wanted me to win too. No. Why is he so quiet?
Well, I mean, I don't know where we make up these rules. I mean, that was not a rule, but whatever.
Well, none of that was a rule. I made up the bone. You get bone sounder. Okay. I made up the tiara.
We replaced.
Abby will be in the next season.
Yeah.
Lunchbox will not. Eddie, you are the champion.
So, Bones, if Abby wins,
she can eliminate.
Winning.
She'll eliminate whoever she wants. And Lunchbox is back in.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, he's back in regardless next time.
That's what I was checking.
All right. There's our champion, Eddie, everybody. All right. Easy trivia. Do you let your kids climb trees, Eddie?
Yes.
Amy?
No, they don't really want to.
They're not interested? No. If they did, would you let them?
Yeah, I mean, I climbed trees when I was a kid.
Well, you also probably rode and sat on the middle console with no seatbelt 60 miles an hour.
That's
too.
True.
Oh, yeah, I definitely took naps on the floorboard in the car from Texas to Alabama. 100%.
Yeah, so, I mean, everything we used to do probably ain't good. You think it's okay, according to these, you know, experts on childhood behavior and injury, that we let kids climb trees?
Well, yeah, I'm not banking on the fact they don't fall out and get hurt because I think it's probably like an accomplishment for them. If they climb and they get to the top.
Yeah, but can you bank on that?
I said I tried to.
Okay. Yeah, man, they're safe. I mean, what's wrong with them climbing trees?
How high can they really go?
Really? Wow. And then if they get too high, they're always like, Dad, help me.
Child development specialists say it's actually great for them.
Yeah!
Well, we're good parents. The test.
Climbing a tree when young makes you more ambitious, adventurous, and builds confidence.
There we go.
Well, that's why I do it.
Until you fall, and then you're like, I never want to do that again. I never want to try anything again. Ouch.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby, April 2nd, you're going to be what, 43?
28.
Oh, yeah,
done. Okay.
Most adults around 40 say they don't even have a handle on the whole adulting thing.
Oh, I rock it. Well, like 60% of it, I'm A+. My emotional intelligence in relationships, that's 13.
Sure, you're delayed on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've sacrificed a lot, but also I didn't have any models, like as in a relationship I saw with parents or so that is stunted. It's like
a child smoking
cigarettes stunts his growth. I'm basically that in that part of my life. So, but in the other parts, like Hard Knock Life, maybe I'm 85.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm awkward.
Well, there's specific life skills that make you, quote unquote, an adult.
Let's go. I got them all. Let's go.
Car stuff. Could you change your oil if you had to?
Yes.
Change a tire?
Yes.
Jump start a
That's
car.
That's all I can do. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. I just jump. Yes. We just jump start a car.
Can you tie a tie?
Yeah.
Come on.
Wow. sewing a hole in clothes or sewing on a button. You can?
Oh, yeah, I can sew. Yeah, not a sewing machine, but I can sew with my fingers.
Change a diaper?
No, God, no.
Okay.
I mean, I could probably look it on YouTube. I've never changed a diaper.
Ugh. It's easy.
It's really disgusting. Easy.
But I'm saying this is one of those where I'm not in that personal part. I don't have it as much. So no, I've never changed a diaper.
Filing your taxes.
Yeah, give it to the person that files taxes.
That's easy.
What do you mean say about that? That's the easy one, yeah.
20% of people are like, yeah, I have no idea how taxes work.
I know how taxes work.
I'm just saying that's
But I don't know how to file them.
The article
I know
says.
How to drive down the road and go, here you go. But yes,
right.
I'd probably score like a 96 on the adulting scale.
Final two, use a barbecue grill.
Yeah, but I do that by calling Eddie. I know how to do it, but if people are coming over and it wants to be, it's really good, I just call Eddie and he'll cook and we'll all eat together. But yes, I can barbecue.
Iron something.
No problem. Oh, no, really? I steam it too. What do you want? You mean iron or steam?
Dang.
That's single guy stuff.
Steaming's easy. Relax.
But steaming's
the hard
also
one.
Better.
Is it?
Yeah, steaming, it's better. It looks better.
Yeah, steaming's nice.
Yeah, hey, Eddie, us adults know.
It's way easier.
All right, what else?
Okay, so security experts have shared the three things we need to be looking out for in our email or our text messages. Like, it's three companies that scammers are really using to target people.
Go ahead. I bet it's Amazon. One of them's got to be Amazon.
It's not in the top three from this
what?
Security, but
all of mine are Amazon.
Same.
Unless it's really Amazon, and I'd have a bunch of packages I've never picked up. Go ahead.
Okay, Costco is a text version where they'll send someone a thing that says, hey, you want a free iPhone 14. You can claim it if you click on the link in this message. Don't click on it. You haven't won anything.
I would never click on something that I won. That being said, our company did a thing where everybody won $100 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we all claimed it, but you didn't.
Yeah but it was real. But it was real.
Yeah.
That one was real.
Companies should never give away things in email or a text because we're trained to not click on it.
Yes. They've been screwing with us for weeks
they
and months.
Call
they
us.
Keep saying, oh, yeah, click on this. Don't click on that. And it's like, I don't click on anything anymore.
Also, I'm not a Costco member, so I wouldn't believe that one anyway.
Oh, I am. I might fall for it. Walmart, we all go there. It's dangerous because this text message says, hey, we're trying to confirm if this delivery is for you. It's stuck. And if you want it, like, we need you to click this link and fill some stuff out.
I don't really get delivery from Walmart. Only occasionally, but we go to Walmart, but we don't get delivered from Walmart. If we're getting delivered, it's mostly Amazon. That's why I could get got there. Or Netflix sends me a lot of, it's not really Netflix, but I get a lot from them going, your subscription's about to be, yeah. Oh God. I mean, so that's a close one too. What else?
And the final scam alert would be Tinder. It says.
What if I was like, yeah, I still get them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, but what?
They get me all the time.
This one is an email and it says, someone matched with you and it totally looks legitimate. And if you want to find out who matched with you, you have to click here.
That's good. Because if you're single and desperate, you'll click it. Like back in the day, they would send you want to go, not on Tinder, but like MySpace or Facebook or whatever. Would be like, hey, is this you on TV?
Oh, I remember
like,
that
like, oh,
one.
God, is it?
And you go, yes.
I think Lunchbox fell for that one. I think he clicked into that one.
I click on him. Listen, if it says click, I click. And now I don't click anything. You guys have scared me to death. I'm on TV. I'm on the news. Oh, yes, yes. No, I'm not.
You're never on TV or the news.
Every once in a while.
If you're having a baby and you're struggling with baby names, well, look no further than Taylor Swift songs, because apparently she's got really good name drops in her songs that a lot of people are using, like Scarlet, Summer, Daisy May, Sapphire, Karma, lavender.
Are those just words more than names?
Rain.
The lyrics. Dog. Ran.
I'm laughing at one of the names that made this list of words from a Taylor Swift song, and it's ever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
yeah, weird.
Tim. McGraw.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Cornelia's also on the list.
Cornelia's a good name.
Yeah.
Corny for sure, right?
Yeah, cornball. I like Cornelius, though. Okay, what else?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
You know what they say? 5K a day keeps the doctor away.
Is that what they say?
I've never heard that.
Not once. I've heard a lot of things.
And I've not been doing that.
Yeah.
Well, the pandemic hit, you know, a couple years ago, and 80-year-old May Dean Erb was like, man, I'm not going to let this panic keep me down, Sonny. I'm going to start doing a 5K a day, walking or running. And she's now done it 1,000 days in a row.
Wait, she's literally walked or run a 5K for 1,000 days.
1,000 days straight. That's hadn't a missed lot. A day.
Do the math here. How many days in a year?
360.
Good. Five.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
You five short there?
I forgot about that five, yeah.
And so that's basically almost three years. Yeah, every day walking.
But what if it's like snowing?
What if she gets sick?
It's raining outside, right? You're sick. Hey.
Maybe she has a treadmill.
Rain or shine. Got to do it. A 5K a day keeps the doctor away.
Oh.
And she said she does have some knee problems every once in a while, but she powers through it. And she says, I got a 4-year-old grandson. If I want to be able to run around and pick him up, 5K a day.
No excuse. As opposed to the other day, I was like, Eddie, we're working out. You want to come up? He goes, I'm drinking at the bar. And that's an excuse.
Oh. Yes.
Yes, that's the opposite of her.
I was going to do a whole month straight, but I was at the bar that day.
I said, Eddie, we're going at 4:30, a little later than normal, so it should be easier on you. Two drinks in at the bar. Probably not going to make it. You should listen to her. Her name again?
Her name is May Dean Erb.
Why do you say that?
Yeah, he said it like that twice.
Oh,
May Dean.
All right, that's a great story.
She's from Oklahoma, too.
Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, we never asked you about going to Hibachi.
Oh, yeah, I went.
Birthday night?
It was awesome.
Did you do one meat, two meats?
No, I did all the meats. I did the mix of steak, chicken, and shrimp.
Yeah, you went three meats.
Oh, it's my birthday. What am I going to do?
Amy, he went three meats.
Oh. Hey, let me tell you what happened, though. I didn't get this on video, but the guy, he had, like, his bowl on fire. He got a spatula, flipped the bowl, put it in his hat. Dude, it almost caught his hat on fire. Like, we had to tell him, dude, your hat's on fire. He, like, tapped it
he
out.
He didn't know it wasn't part
no,
of the act?
No, he had no idea. And it was, like, still lighting his hat on fire. He had to tap it, and it went out. The kids thought it was all part of the act.
I thought it was... I would have thought it was part of the act.
Me too. Well, me for a second, then I'm like...
I'd have got my phone out and been like, I've never seen this. Wow. This is a new version of Hibachi.
Yeah, it was crazy, man.
So how many of you guys went? Six?
It was the whole family. And that's what people were saying. Like,
what does that cost? Holy crap.
It's not cheap.
I got to think, when you take your whole family out to eat...
Dude, McDonald's isn't cheap. Chick-fil-A is not cheap. Like, I mean,
that's
crazy.
A pretty penny.
I was on the phone with my brother one time when I was on the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A, and he was like, how much was that total? I'm like, yeah, dude, that's dinner in my house.
Well, happy birthday.
Hey, thank you, man.
I mean, we could have got you that, like a dinner at Hibachi.
Well, people were also saying, too, like, you have a party? I'm like, my life's a party. Like, every day, it's like six people in one house.
Is that a party, though?
It's always a party.
Or is it like mayhem?
Well, it's like mayhem, which would be a party, so that's what I call a party.
But is it a good birthday?
It was great, man. We had fun.
I got your golf net. Did you set
it
up?
Yes, so we set it up in the backyard. The whole plan was to do Hibachi, then do golf in the backyard, but it rained all night.
That's true. And you have light up. I got you light up balls.
Yes.
So it would be fun, cool. Yeah. Maybe for the kids.
So we'll do it. We'll do it over the weekend.
You know they're going to hit houses, though, buddy.
Do already one of them, because when I set it up, it went straight right. Went in the other yard.
But was it a kid or you?
No, the kid, not me. Hey, dude. I hit good shots.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. Let's go over and get in the morning corny with Amy.
The morning corny.
What do you say to a frog that needs a ride?
Ribbit.
Ribbit.
Ribbit. This is not investigative. This is, I know, but still. Yeah.
Ribbit.
Ribbit.
Hop, 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 hop in. In. Hop in.
What?
Hop in.
Yeah. That's a good joke, Amy.
That was the morning corny.
We really tried to force Ribbit to work, though.
Yeah.
Ribbit.
And it wasn't working.
Ribbit.
Hey, guys. You know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle It's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know...
Well, if you don't know about Luke Combs, welcome, and I think you're going to like him. Luke Combs, massive superstar, went to college for business, Appalachian State University, North Carolina. All of a sudden, can sing real good, starts playing at local bars, got a new album out. It's kind of the second part of his first album, but it's out, and it's going to do so well, and it's going to crush. And so he's here. Let's do it. Let's talk to our guy.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Luke Combs.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We had a listener email us. I don't want to forget this. I want to bring it up to you now. He wanted to know if it was a red flag that his girlfriend, for his birthday, she got him one of the shirts.
Columbia.
A Columbia shirt, mm-hmm. pants like you wear. She wants him to grow a beard out. And she also has a big fascination with you. And he's like, is this a red flag that she wants me to look like Luke Combs? Not so much about you specifically, but about her wanting him to look like somebody else.
I feel like it may be more of a fetish.
Well, that's what I said. I use the word fetish, too.
Yeah.
Because I have that toward you as well. And so I related.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it depends.
What advice would you give him?
I mean, just have poor genetics on the beard thing. If you really want to grow like a really patchy beard.
Is yours patchy?
Oh,
it looks A+.
I appreciate it. But this is it. This isn't trend. This is it. It's just all that grows.
It's maxed out.
It's maxed out.
I think it looks good. I never thought it. There's old patchy beard combs. I never said that about you walking in.
It's very necky. You know, I wish it was more
high.
You know? Like I don't have that Billy Mays.
I get it high.
This thing, you know.
But I have to shave without my glasses on because I'm blind, and I always forget to shave up near my eyes.
It goes that high.
It actually covers my eyeball. Huh. I have hairy eyes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird. You have a new out. You don't even have to do promotion at this point, so I appreciate you coming by. I mean, I told him at the Grammys, I was like, this is the most anticipated thing in forever. You literally could do no promotion at all, and it would be massive. And then I was looking, I said, well, the album's coming out today. It's actually out today. It's called Getting Old. It's the second part of the first record, but it's its own record.
Yeah, for sure. Different things, no doubt.
And then I was like, well, let me just promote some Luke Combs shows. And Sold Out is next to every single one of them except in Zurich, Switzerland, where there's like 5 seats left.
Yeah. Crazy. Wow.
So you 5 people in Zurich, this is the promotion now.
Get your tickets now.
He needs to make like $90 more apparently after fees. So if you're in Zurich, otherwise everything is sold out. One of the issues that I have had, and I think as someone who is so in tune with his fans, you'll understand and you probably have done many things, is that people buy up the tickets from my shows and try to resell them for like 4 times as much. And I'm like, don't buy them. I told Mala, don't buy the red tickets. If they're... Do you have that issue where people are buying them, reselling them, and you're just like, I'm just trying to get people into shows?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everybody does. You know, we've been doing Ticketmaster Verified for years now.
Does that help a whole lot?
It does. Yeah, it does help a whole lot. I mean, obviously, it's not, you know, it's impossible to stop
right.
that from happening, you know, like entirely, but it helps a lot.
Here's what I suggest. Set up a ticket booth and you're in it, like a kissing booth Ooh. Before the show. Mm-hmm. They come buy them from you.
Right.
Face like up.
Yeah.
Then you beep, walk them in.
Yeah.
Through the metal detector.
Yeah.
Everybody gets in.
I mean, I definitely think that's something, it's something that needs to be addressed somehow, in some way, shape, or form. Like, I'm not smart enough to know.
Let me ask you this.
But it does need to happen.
Because you're killing it, obviously. You've been killing it since the moment you came out of the womb. Are you starting to save footage for in like 15 or 20 years so you can do like a Garth whole package of your career? Because almost now, your success has been, I mean, I haven't seen anything like it. And I hope you've been saving stuff because it's going to take this at some point for you to have it.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff. You know, I think we're kind of trying to do that right now. It's just odd, though. Like, the thought of that to me is really strange. But
you could recreate some of it, though. Shave his beard.
Oh, you're yeah.
like, I'm
yeah.
19. I'm going to audition for a guy.
Yeah, we don't have anything that far back, I think, which is kind of. But at the time, it's like you're not thinking, man, I should be taking pictures of this.
And it wasn't as, even though it wasn't as social media where you're recording yes. everything. Where mm-hmm. if somebody who's 19 now, they're just doing it because it's the lifestyle.
Right. It's they just do it. They're just doing that anyways. You know,
I saw you at the Grammys in LA. Is that more of a nerve wracking thing for you because you're dressed up formal, or is it just a really cool show?
No, I mean, I think it's different just because it's like, it's the all genre thing is just so different. I mean, it's so different than, you know, going to the CMAs or you're going to the ACMs or something. It's just like at those shows, you know, you kind of feel like you at least halfway know everybody that's there. And then you just go to, you know, you go to the Grammys and you're just like one of a million people, you know, and it's like, it's just weird. And everybody, it's just, I mean, you know, you're dressed up formal, but it's like, you might as well be wearing a t-shirt compared to what everybody yeah. else is wearing. You know what I mean?
Did you see anybody while you're performing? I don't know how the lights situation was. Could you see anybody famous while you're playing, or were you so just dialed in?
I didn't look. I mean, I just try not to look, you know. I'm also a horrible guitar player, so I was really focused on not messing that up as well. Yeah, that was more of my concern at that time.
Luke Combs is here. The new record is out today. It is called Getting Old, so talk about the project in general. When you did the first half of this, did you know that growing up was going to be the first half?
Yeah, I did. Okay, yeah, because I had a song, and I feel like really the way it worked out was just, I mean, we recorded over the last, I don't know, 3 years, which is just kind of, I think of that time frame of when we recorded Growing Up and when we recorded Getting Old, it's like they weren't separate. Like all the songs were kind of recorded in this 2.5-3 year period. There was songs picked for Growing Up, which feels entirely different to me than the next one. I feel like that's the thing now. Everybody's putting out like a big, huge thing. And not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just not what I want to do because I feel like I want each song to kind of get a moment for people to have a chance to hear it, I guess.
Yeah, as a consumer, if somebody puts out 30 songs, I never even hit play on 20 of them.
It's hard.
I mean, my attention span's not there. I'm 4 years old.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it is hard, you know.
Luke Combs is here. We're going to play Going, Going, Gone. The record's out today, Getting Old. Go stream it. I'm sure you will. You're probably listening to that and not this show, so you're not even hearing me say this right now. Tell me that ain't some stuff.
Yeah.
Tell me that ain't a DiCaprio movie. What is that one called?
Where Inception.
Yeah, tell me that ain't Radio Inception right there. They're not even hearing it, and I'm talking to them.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Luke Combs.
When you had to deal with the lottery and you had the lottery ticket scratch off, did you ever get one in scratch?
I didn't. I got some. I got a few, like, from fans, actually, and, like,
if you would have won, would they have given you the money? Or is that like me being a caller 10 at one of our radio stations?
I feel like that's why I didn't like scratch them, you know? Like if it was like, what if this was one of them?
What'd you do with them? Give them away?
I have them. I still have them. They're just unscratched.
What if he's sitting
on them? Oh my gosh.
Come on.
Lunchbox will handle it for you.
I'll bring them in.
I'm imagining you get offered so many brand deals. Are there any that just don't make sense? But you think, hey, that's probably a great product, but it just ain't for me specifically, so you don't do it?
I don't know. I had someone a couple years ago try to, I don't really remember who it was, but someone tried to like do, they wanted me to do like a cereal. And I was like, what is that?
Chocolate How combs. Little combs in it?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I don't know. I just didn't. I mean, I like cereal or whatever, but I don't know. I try to be like as picky as I can about that. Because I have the ability to do that, right? So it's kind of like protecting my brand in a way by, like, not doing things, I think, is more valuable than just doing everything that comes your way. You know what I mean? Because eventually, I always think of something, too. It's like, you know, when I'm if I'm making a decision for my career, whether it's something I'm going to say on stage or a thing that I'm going to brand, thing I'm going to do, as I'm like, what are my, like, grandkids going to think about this, you know? Like, if they were to see this, would they be like, yeah, that was cool?
I mean, if Grandpa had a cereal, that'd be pretty cool.
If you're a kid.
And have oats in it.
If you're a kid.
But you're right, because I'm sure with you and with me, I used to beg and say yes to everything because I just needed to say yes to things to get to the next point. Mm-hmm. But now the freedom for you and even for me is I don't have to say yes to everything. I just say yes now to the things I want to.
Right.
But that wasn't always the case.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I put out a cereal they said Luke didn't want to do. Yeah. It was called Berry Buttholes.
Oh.
So you didn't do those. So
I didn't
do
the cereal.
I did them. Okay. Yeah, Bobby's Berry Buttholes.
Yeah. I like it.
What do you listen to at the house if you're just listening to music for your own enjoyment?
Honestly, I spend a lot of time in my garage, and the only, like, music I have out there is a cassette player.
So it's only old stuff that we used to buy at the gas station? Pretty much. From the rack, the cassette rack.
Like, I have one that's, like, Marlboro country music or something. Like, it's just, like, a weird, like, I just put tapes in, honestly. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I listen to a ton of new stuff in the car, but, you know, it's, like, mostly when I'm listening to music, I'm in the shop, you know?
And also, when I listen to music, if I'm enjoying stuff, I like to hear music that I'm comfortable and have to think a whole lot about.
Right.
So it's always the stuff from when I was younger, right? It's like 90s country or John Mayer or Counting Crows or like that's, I don't have to, or if I'm watching a TV show and I'm just like not just trying to veg out, I don't watch something that's got me like, it's
right,
Friends
on the edge
or
of
The
your
Office
seat.
Or right. something I've
something
seen 10,000
like
times. Yeah.
Something on, like.
You watch anything good?
Man, we watch a lot of crime shows, man. A lot of murder mystery type stuff. That's kind of our jam.
Is it your jam because your wife wants it to be your jam?
No, I love it. I wanted to be a detective before I did this, so I was already in. Me and my dad watched a lot of it growing up, but my wife loves it too.
What kind of detective?
Homicide detective is what I wanted to do. Oh. Yeah.
What would even expose you to the idea you could do that? Was it TV then?
Probably. It was probably television, yeah, I would imagine.
You watching The Last of Us on HBO at all?
I haven't. I keep hearing about it, though. I've heard it's great.
It's awesome. Yeah.
It's not a video game.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the odd. Well, I like video games. Do you still play?
Do
you play in your, because Kane Brown and I hang out a little bit, and he's always like, man, you should get a computer to play on.
You should. Yeah.
And he's such an advocate of playing on
PC. It's awesome.
He's like, you're so fast. You got more. Is that what you play on?
Mm-hmm.
No,
I play with a controller.
Oh, you do? Okay.
On PC.
So but why? Why is it so much better?
Well, I mean, it's like, okay, so if you've got a console, right? Like it has a preset, like graphics,
speed,
like
amount graphics yeah.
you know. But the computer, it's like you can change the parts out, right? Like, so you can get the newest, nicest graphics card.
But I still have dial-up, so would that hurt me if I play video games?
Yeah, that would be. That's a deal-breaker for sure. Deal-breaker, no doubt.
All right, uncomfortable questions from our listeners to Luke Combs.
I like it.
Number one, how much does Luke Combs have in his wallet right now?
Ooh, okay. I have my wallet right now.
Most people, though, that are rich don't carry a lot of cash.
It's fat. A lot of bills in that one.
What animal is that wallet?
This is elephant.
He killed on his way here. Sliced off a button.
How much money do I have in my wallet?
Is it $1?
$1. Wow. I have $1.
Wow. Times are tough. Okay.
$1 and I'm not sure what this is. It looks like a hotel key.
It's a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon from the mail. Hey, before they went out, he's like, I'm saving this one.
We got to get that tour going.
Yeah, $1. So.
That's why we need you people in Zurich. Buy the five
tickets,
man.
Then I can have $91.
Show is sold out all across the world.
Yep.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, will Luke Combs open a bar in Nashville?
I don't know. I'd like to.
No plans yet?
No plans, okay. No.
Does Luke Combs hate or like the comparisons to Garth Brooks?
I think indifferent, you know. I think people can't help but compare people. I think it's human nature, you know. I mean, it's cool, right? I mean, I would rather be compared to Garth Brooks than someone who had one hit song or somebody had never got a record deal. So, I mean, if I had to choose a comparison, I would say I like that one.
Nobody ever compares me to Garth Brooks, so that sounds pretty cool to me. Finally, and I don't understand this question, so maybe there's some background to it that you get, or they're just an idiot. Will Luke Combs ever reveal his songwriting pseudonym? Did you ever write under a different name?
I think I have a cut on a Wheeler Walker Jr.
Okay,
album,
which everybody wrote under a pseudonym for those.
Under a pseudonym, yeah.
I'm not even gonna ask you to say what.
You get a joke. I mean, it's you could probably figure it out pretty easy. I would imagine, you know, because there are a lot of people who wrote under their real names. There.
Mm-hmm. And but your grandkids, though, you didn't want them to see that you wrote a song called Real Sloppy Boobies.
Right, for sure. Yeah. Yes.
And that's not that song, but I know Ben, Wheeler. I know Wheeler really well. Yeah. So did you write with Wheeler, with Ben?
Yes,
Wheeler?
I did.
Yep. Isn't he like the nicest?
Yeah, he really is.
Most like quiet, reserved. He's like,
yeah, absolutely. It's totally different than the.
And then
he
goes into character and it's like, I don't even know you, bro.
Yeah, it's awesome. Wild.
Okay, Luke, the new record's out. I will say this about you, and I would like for you to lend to this compliment if you don't mind, but I believe it's 18 tracks, and you wrote or co-wrote on 15 of them. Mm-hmm. You are such, in town, just a prominent songwriter, aside from being the biggest artist, but that means there are a couple songs that you put on the record that you didn't write, which shows your respect for songwriters in general.
Sure.
How did you decide to put on, because I know you did the Tracy Chapman song, Fast Car, so that leaves two.
Right.
How did you decide to put on a song that you didn't write?
I just felt like, you know, I was, it's not that I was ever against it, I think, and maybe I was. Maybe you can pull an old interview clip where I was like, I'll never quote a song that I didn't
play the clip where he says he hates other songwriters, right?
And maybe that clip does exist somewhere of me being like, well, I'll never put out a song that that I didn't write. Maybe that is out there. But all I can say is that, you know, I have a lot of really talented friends, and two guys that I write with really frequently are writers on both of these two songs. And so one of them was written by Eric Church, Jonathan Singleton, and Travis Meadows. Obviously, everybody knows I'm a big Church fan. Jonathan produced this record with me and the last record with me, and I'm a huge, huge Travis Meadows fan. So when I heard that song, actually just like somebody got a hold of my email. Like Jonathan didn't even send it to me, or Eric didn't send it to me. Like it was some third party that was like, hey, you should check this thing out. And I listened to it and just immediately was like, man, this is really great. So we should do it. And Jonathan was producing the record. So I asked him, I was like, man, we should do this. And he was like, yeah, dude, I'd love for you to do it. You know what I mean? Obviously, he was stoked about it.
I think it's such a compliment to your ego in the way of you wouldn't be able to do what you do if you didn't have a healthy one, because even myself, I'm like, please buy tickets. I think you should buy tickets to watch me do this, or I think you should spend your time in the morning listening to my show. I have to have an ego to be successful.
Sure.
Because this is a nutty business.
It is, no doubt.
But there's some awareness and an ego check with you going, there's a couple songs that are really good that deserve to be on this, and I don't have to write every song on the record.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I think...
Is that getting old?
I think so.
We did it. We turned it around.
Yeah, 100%. I think there's definitely some maturity to that, you know, to be able to understand that, you know, there's people that will always write better songs than you. You know, that's inevitable. You know, there are days when you may write better songs than them, but they might write 400 songs a year, and I might write 20 or 30, you know. So obviously there's going to be songs out there that, you know, are inevitably better than something that I could have wrote.
Last question, by the way, new album out today, Getting Old. It's just a new album, because it's confusing when I say it's the new album, Getting Old. It's like it's like the sequel.
Yeah.
So, final question. If I said, okay, look, they came to me yesterday and said, I'm going to die in an hour if you don't write me a hit. Can you write a hit in an hour? Straight up. Guaranteed hit in 1 hour, or gun to my head, they're going to kill me.
I could write a song that I feel like was a hit. I felt like was a hit in an hour. Whether that means it's a hit or not is yet to be seen.
Okay. Well, they just told me 30 minutes.
Okay, 30 minutes, no chance.
Okay.
You're smoked.
Yeah,
30 minutes, you're smoked.
I need you to solve the murder, because I'm not sure who it was. They were in a mask, but I'm leaving it to you.
I wouldn't even start writing it if they go in 30 minutes.
No, you have to try.
I'd be like, sorry, dude. Sorry, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. All right, new record's out today. Luke, always good to see you, buddy.
Likewise. Thank you all.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now there's Target Circle 360. So unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's time for a draft. We're drafting words that are hard to spell. Amy, first overall pick in the draft. What word are you drafting as the word that is hard to spell?
I feel like everyone will feel me on this one. Restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
That'd have been my first pick, too.
That was my one.
Mm-hmm. So what we'll do is we'll all pick these little teams of three, and then you vote at BobbyBones.com. It's very easy. Now, don't just pick the one best word. It's the whole team.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, words that are hard to spell. You have the second pick. What do you have?
Yeah. Vacuum.
It's a pretty good one. The W gets me. Sometimes, yeah. I think it's C-U-M-E, vacuum. But it's V-A-C-U-U-M.
I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Couldn't tell you.
I didn't know if it had two C's and two U's. I don't know.
Eddie.
Look, guys, the hard part about this game was I wrote everything down, but I didn't know how to spell any of them.
So nice.
This is the hardest one. Phenomenon.
Ooh, let me try it. Let me try it.
You can't do it.
It is a hard one. Phenomenon. P-H-E. Phenom. N-O-M. Phenomen. I-N-O-M.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Oh, good. There we go. Good.
No, the problem with that
is, an I,
whoever uses that word, I don't try to spell that. Phenomenon? I never
try. He's a phenomenon. I don't really use it.
That's what I'm saying.
I definitely don't write it. Or if I do, it's only on my computer so they can tell me.
Yeah,
and then I try to hit it and make it correct just to give me the. Morgan, what do you got?
I don't eat this, but I can never spell it when writing, and everybody always has an argument. There are two different ways to spell it, it's bologna.
That's a good one. Bologna.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Bologna's a good one.
Dang. It's not B-O-L-O-N-E-Y.
But Bologna has a first name. It's, oh no, that's
Oscar Mayer.
Oscar Mayer, yeah. O-S-C-A-R. That's how I've been spelling it wrong forever. A stupid song. Okay, it's to me. I have the final pick. I'm going to pick charcuterie.
Oh, wow.
As in a charcuterie board.
That's impossible.
And some, I don't even know how to say it, really. We go to the restaurant. I think I'm saying it right now because I've been practicing it. Is that how you say it? Charcuterie?
Yeah, charcuterie.
Charcuterie boards. Cheeses, basically.
Yeah, meats.
Do you get meat on a charcuterie?
Meat and cheese, yeah. It's a, or nuts. It's just like a spread.
Charcuterie is my first overall pick. I probably say that more than I say phenomenon, if I'm being honest.
That's true.
All right, so now we'll go backwards, and I have the first pick here. Words that are hard to spell. I think I'm going to go with definitely.
Oh, that's so hard to spell.
Because is it definitely... Or is there no E on the end of definite? I don't know the answer to that, but I'm going to go with definitely as my second word. Morgan, words that are hard to spell.
I always get this one wrong because it has the silent in the beginning. It's pneumonia.
Oh, pneumonia. Mm-hmm. Pneumonia. Pneumonia.
That'll get you.
Yeah. Eddie?
Guys, karaoke. Good luck.
Karaoke.
Karaoke. Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough.
That's a good one. Lunchbox?
Yeah. Embarrass.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Spell it.
E-M-B-A-R-R-E-S-S-E-D.
No,
wrong.
No, I don't think that's right.
There's two R's and there's two S's.
How do you know? How do you know?
Because I have it right here in front of me. Because I spell it wrong every time.
Amy?
Yeah, license.
L-I-C-E-N-S-E?
I don't know.
That's it.
Is that it?
What is it?
I went that hard.
Like driver's license?
I spell it wrong every single time.
Amy's like, cat? Wait, what?
What?
Dog?
License is not that easy.
Exactly.
Say it again.
I'm with you. L-I-C-E-N-S-E? I'm not a great speller.
Is that it?
That may not be right. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Is it right? Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Two rounds in.
I guess I'm the only one that struggles with that one.
We're drafting words that are hard to spell. Amy has restaurant, A+, and license. All right.
License is hard.
Amy, what do you have?
I mean, I feel like some might have been taken, so I don't know. Xylophone?
Well, yeah. Well, that's impossible.
XYLA phone, right?
Is it?
Is it that simple?
I don't know. Mike, is it X,
I bet some people think it's a Z.
X? Oh, I misspelled it. It's L-O. It's xylophone.
No, yeah. Thank you. What?
What's the problem?
I just love words that you're just taking words that you don't even use. Like, of course
it's hard. I did last night. We played xylophone in my house.
Oh, you did? My bad.
Yeah, man.
Lunchbox, every Friday night. Ahead.
My bad. Man, I got a couple.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Man, there's a couple that I struggle with. I don't know. That may gross people out. I'm not going
to
do
Lunchbox
that.
Lunchbox, like, took this to heart, and he's picking words he only uses daily.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, hey, everybody's got their own strategy. Go ahead.
What would gross people out?
I'm going to go with entrepreneur.
Yeah, I was going to use that one.
That's
yep.
good.
That's
a good
one.
Gosh, so good.
That's a good one. Dang.
Dang.
Eddie.
It's not a hard word, but it's hard for me, and I bet people agree with me on this one. Beautiful.
I had that.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's a good one. Morgan.
I think I'm going to go with kernel, because it's actually spelled like colonel, mm-hmm. but it's kernel, like a popcorn kernel.
No, that's different. Those are two different things.
They are, but it's pronounced kernel.
No. There's two ways to spell kernel. One with a K, K-E-R-N-E-L.
A popcorn kernel. But when you say like a commander of an army.
Kernel, but spelled
colonial.
Yeah,
but it's spelled colonial, basically.
Oh boy. I'm not wrong.
Right, but
she's not wrong. She's not.
I think the way she said it made it sound
like. The first
time
the way she said it, she didn't mean she said it
like she
in
was
a way
saying,
she didn't mean it.
Thank you. That's what made me.
Yes.
Okay, well, kernel.
Kernel.
That was a struggle.
Okay, finally. These are all words hard to say, too, apparently. Not just hard to or hard to describe. I'm going to go with narcissistic.
Oh, impossible.
N-A-R-C. Narsa. No? What's after the C?
I.
Narcissistic.
Narcissistic.
But also, you give license, but you give beautiful a good one.
Just because it's a common one. B-E-A.
Everyone always questions themselves when they do beautiful.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Amy's team is restaurant, license, and xylophone. Lunchbox is vacuum, embarrass, and entrepreneur. Eddie is phenomenon, karaoke, and beautiful. Morgan is baloney, pneumonia, and kernel.
Not sure which one.
And then I'm charcuterie, definitely, and narcissistic.
Wow.
Good.
Go vote.
This would be hard to vote.
BobbyBones.com. Pick one, and we'll pick a winner. Thank you, guys. On the phone now is Tom, who lives in Florida. Tom, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I got a new suggestion for you guys, is that you do not talk about the girls' dating life, the women's dating life, on the show at all. A lot of times, I know you try to say, if you're uncomfortable talking about it, don't talk about it. Just make it a rule, don't talk about it, because it just, I feel, it puts them in a strange, uncomfortable situation. And I know you don't look at this this way, but it could also be interpreted as, trying to get ratings type deal.
Well, we're always trying to get ratings. I'll be honest with you. We're always trying to get ratings. So none of this is us not trying to get ratings. So that's correct.
Well, then it's up to you then.
That's also correct.
Where the women are coming from.
Yeah. I hear you.
Okay.
No, hold on. Stay on the phone. I'm going to just... So on the show, you guys will send me little notes. And again, Tom, this was sent to me. So I'm saying this completely respectfully. Morgan sent me a note, something we were talking about, where she went on a first date with a guy and she tells me about the story. Like, she has said to me, I would like to talk about this. Here's a story that I have that I think could be good on the air. I did not squeeze her for it or say, we need to talk about dating. She literally sent this story to me and said, hey, I think this might be interesting to talk about. How do you feel about talking about her dating life if she suggests it?
If they bring it up, 100%. Like
yeah, but they would bring up anything. I really don't dig into anyone's anything unless they give me clearance to do it. So I am not forcing anybody to talk about anything at all.
A lot of times Abby gets kind of uncomfortable, you know, not wanting to share things.
Mm-hmm. Abby.
And
oh my gosh, 17 years.
We've been together 17 years? Feels like one day. That's how great it's been. Abby, how do you feel about this?
I mean, if I don't want to say anything, I'm not going to. And I'm pretty sure I've done that, you know? Like, I'm like, I don't want to say anything else, so.
And do you feel like I give you the power to go, I'm good, I don't need to talk about it anymore, and I go, cool, got it.
Oh, yeah, you do. Lunchbox does not. He's the one that tries to pry everything out of me and make up stories and make it dramatic.
Right.
I've never made up a story
about
you ever.
But I try to empower you to battle out of anything ever.
Right, yeah. You're like, if you don't want to, you don't have to, so.
Even off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan, what was the story you had about a first date with a guy?
Oh, I went out on a date with a guy and he wanted to split the check with me on the first date over drinks.
How'd you feel about that?
Well, I wanted to see what you guys would have done, but I was not a fan of it.
Tom, how do you feel about that? Would you split a first date with
no.
Why not?
No. You want to make a good impression that you've got her back and you cherish her.
And so if you're on a first date with Morgan, and what would you just cover all the drinks yourself?
Yeah.
What about dinner?
If it's a first date, I think you're trying to feel each other out, I would do that.
So how many dates, though, until you start to go, okay, now it's your turn to pay?
I don't think there's a number, but relationship improves and you have more open communications.
Mm-hmm.
You might, you know, it's like, you know, I want to go out, but, you know, I can't afford to, you know, right now I just can't afford to do something like that.
What?
And just, you know, be honest.
What advice would you give Morgan about a dude who says, hey, let's split it on the first date?
Don't go on a second one.
Oh, just cut him off.
Yeah.
Was he trying to show, I believe in that, you know, in a backward kind of way, like, you're a woman, you're strong. I am not just going, I pay for everything. Or was he just broke? I mean, what do you feel like?
I don't know. It was just really awkward. I kind of like allow them to just see what happens and I kind of fake reach for my wallet kind of thing. But he was like, when the lady asks, is it together or separate? He goes, oh, we're separate. And I was just like, oh, this is like, okay, all right. That's what that was.
Okay, yeah.
I just kind of let it be.
That would be awkward.
Why is it the guy's financial responsibility to take care of, like, I mean.
Well, he asked me on the date. Whoever asked to go on the date is the one that
But women
covers.
Don't ask men usually. And you expect us to just wine and dine you and you girls.
When have you ever wined and dined anybody?
I took chicks out all the time,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you're acting like, and you're not speaking for all men, so I don't want.
But what I'm saying is, it's just, it's a such a crazy standard that you women set.
Not you women. I think it's culture.
Yeah.
Not you women.
Thank
I think
you.
Culture in general has set this.
And
that he gets looked down upon.
She asked a simple question. And if she wants to look down, that's great. That's her prerogative. She probably grew up in Wichita, Kansas, where she was taught that guys come in and.
Right. Guys got to go broke trying to date you guys.
Drinks.
It was drinks.
It doesn't matter.
He doesn't have to. She can also. She doesn't have to go on a second date
but
with
him. But she has no. They have no. The women have no financial responsibility. They can go out on 10 dates. And it's all free. They're freeloading. What they do.
If the dude asked her,
yeah, we could.
If you said to me, hey, let's go to the movies. I want to take you to the movies. I expect you to pay. You just invited me to go to the movies. You want to take me to the movies? You pay.
But
even if it's just me and you, dude.
Women don't usually ask men out. So it's all
I've
on the men.
I've asked guys out before.
Hey,
and I've been willing to pay.
And you pay.
Tom, I have been willing.
Tom, what do you feel about all this here?
I think our culture has screwed up relationships. We expect the women to, you know, be equal partners. And what I would have done, if I was him, like Morgan said, I'll, you know, pretend to get her card out and see how he reacts. But for to come right up front, I would have said, same check. And then, I've gone out with women before, and they said, no, I'll split it with you. And, you know, they insist on splitting it with me. So but I feel in a dating situation, you know, I'm old school. I'm a lot older. Morgan could be my daughter, so it's, you know, I'm way older than all of you guys. But I think the culture has screwed up the dating scene.
Amen. And I hear you, Tom. I appreciate you doing that segment on dating with
what
us.
What a good segment.
Yeah. It was a good segment. Tom
added a lot. He had a lot to say.
Wow.
I think it's very relatable. I think we were trying to get ratings. I think Morgan doesn't feel any more unsafe, do you?
No, not at all.
She suggested the segment, and Tom came in MVP. I'll say he did.
All right.
Tom hopped on and was great at talking about Morgan's dating life. Boom.
A+.
A+ for Tom, our big guest. Yes. I like Tom because he goes, don't talk about dating, and then he's in it. He's talking about. I mean, opinions. I lured him right in, and I was like, and he's like, "Well, this is how I feel about it."
Well, maybe now people understand how easy it could happen.
Yeah, you just swept away.
Yeah.
Morgan, are you going out with him again?
No, not
at all.
No. It was the way that it was set up and the way he, especially the way that we talked on a dating app, he was kind of acting like he had a good job and a good situation. And then it just kind of threw me off.
What if he does have a good job and a good situation and he's just like, I believe that we are equal?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it would be okay, just not on the first date. The first date is always kind of like, if you're going to ask, and if I would ask a guy on a first date, I would almost be like, yeah, I'm going to pay for it. Like, I asked you out.
I think you have your standards and it's okay to live by them.
Yeah. And
I think whatever it is, you have your standards and it's okay to live by them, because anyone that doesn't meet your standards is not going to end up being with you, good or bad, regardless.
Yes. Yeah. And I think I've realized I would like someone to at least on some level take care of me.
Why do women suck?
Yeah. Lunchbox, I mean, we admit that it's confusing. Like, I get it. We want equal pay, but then we want you to pay.
Yeah, you want equality, but then you don't want to pay.
Hey, we're all sitting right here. You have a microphone.
Amy, you nailed it. No, like, oh, treat me as an equal, but you pay for everything.
No, I was saying.
But they also do more when they carry a baby for 9 months. Oh, boy. And there's a lot that they're doing.
Yeah, but while you're.
Yeah.
Guess what daddy's doing? He's at home at work making that money because you got to be paid for.
Okay, stop. I was trying to just give you. I can't even give him a little bitty.
But you did. You gave me a thing.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones Show. Appreciate you guys.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Norwalk, Connecticut. A fifth grade teacher was teaching some math, and all of a sudden they got on some talks about jiu-jitsu. And they're like, oh, let's show some jiu-jitsu moves. She goes, here, I'll show you some different moves. I take jiu-jitsu.
The teacher was showing the kids.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And she showed a fifth grader how to do a choke hold. Well, her problem is she squeezed too tight and the student lost consciousness.
Choked him out.
Oh my goodness. How do you go from math to jiu-jitsu?
Well, I mean, kids talk about the dangdest things, you know? And if one of them's like, I had a jiu-jitsu lesson last night. Oh, you did?
Check this out.
Yeah, well, I do jiu-jitsu too. And look, you want to see
how? I can't believe she would, or he or she.
No, she.
Yeah, I thought it was she, but it feels like something a guy would do because guys are idiots.
Uh-huh.
But, and maybe she's just trying to be cool and make me relatable to the kid, but you just can't touch the kids.
Yeah. In a chokehold.
Yeah, you can't do the chokehold.
Well, yeah, there's a couple places you can't touch a kid. One of them's the neck. There are others, too. There are others that are bad as well. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
There's a new episode of the Bobbycast. It's with Sunny Sweeney. We sat down for an hour. She talked about getting a sign because she was considering quitting music, and it was like, I just need a sign that I shouldn't quit music.
Oh, my mom, this was in 2012. And I was like, Mama, I'm going to quit, you know, whatever. She's like, please beg for a sign. She goes, give yourself like a date. Give yourself 14 days. And if you don't get that sign, she goes, you know that I will stand behind you no matter what you do. The ACMs called me. We're not announcing it till like mid-January, but you've been nominated for an ACM. Without a label, without a song on the radio.
And that was her sign. And that's a pretty big sign. Or is very lucky. Or it's very fortunate timing. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big sign guy.
Oh, I love
signs. I don't even stop at him on the road. No, I don't believe in him for any reason whatsoever.
You should.
Yeah, not a big sign guy. But go listen. Sunny Sweeney. It's the latest Bobbycast. It is really great. Now, here is Meg in Wichita, Kansas, who left us a voicemail.
I was wondering, when you guys are off the show, off air, do you guys call each other by the names of the show? So, like, Eddie calls Bobby Bones a lot, so... is he saying Bones to him, like, out in public, or does he just call him Bobby? And for Lunchbox's name, do you guys call him by lunch when you're just together, or do you call him by his actual name?
The names we call each other in here are the names that we call each other out of here, because it would just be too much to remember. And then we wouldn't want to slip. Like, if my real name was Hector, and I was really, like, guys, don't say my real name on the air. But you called me Hector off the air, it'd be easier to slip and say it in here.
Right. No, I just call you Bones all the time.
Yeah, that's it. And we call Lunchbox Lunch.
I would never call him Gibbles.
It's weird when I hear like Lunchbox's wife or someone else call him his real name.
That's so weird.
Because they do, but...
It's definitely weird.
Yeah.
So, the names you're hearing here are the names that we use out there. All right, that's it. Hope you have a great weekend. We will see you Monday. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait!
did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.